Fridays, I'm pretty sure.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
Take them home, Miss Ann Goodlin.
Hey!
Mm-hmm. Miss Ann Goodlin knows what's going on because the Zydeco Stomp is where it's at and where it is KRVS. I'm Herman Fuselier, back for another 3 hours of some good Zydeco blues and old school R&B right here on listener-supported public radio, KRVS, 88.7 FM, and we're online worldwide at krvs.org. And as always, now's the perfect time to light the barbecue pit. Pour yourself a long, tall, cold glass of Strawberry Hill or whatever your favorite beverage is. And that's the big cat Ernie Ladd used to say on Mid-South Wrestling.
Get on the telephone and call somebody.
And tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on the air.
Oh, get ready, y'all. In 2012, he was the accordion horse.
This is Lil Wayne.
See, he's bringing Zydeco back.
And same old two-step.
He is the Creole Truth.
I'm the Creole Truth to kick off the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS 88.7 FM.
I've been a Zydeco
time to shine. Them boys taking me lightly, oh, cause I was never one to brag. The truth be told now, I'm the youngest carrying the Creole Zydeco flag. Yeah, and that's the Creole truth, Lord, cause I'm the Creole truth. Yeah, that's the Creole truth, Lord, I'm the Creole truth.
Lil Wayne Singleton and Same Old Two-Step from his brand new CD. I'm the Creole Truth, the title cut, and the Creole Truth is here with us in the studio. Mr. Wayne Singleton, what's going on, Wayne?
Herman, how you doing, man? Good. Thank you for having us, man.
Well, thank you for coming in. I heard you a little earlier with JB and MC. We caught each other on the road coming in, and,
man.
We want to have you come in as a special guest. Been looking forward to getting you for a long time.
I listen to your show every Saturday, Herman, and it always been something that I wanted to do. Was I never would ever come. I know it's always open invitation, as far as you and MC and JB.
Right.
I just never was able to come, man, because I love the variety that you play, man.
Cool.
Love that, man.
Well, we could, as I always say, we couldn't do it without musicians like you. So we've been really liking that new CD, as you probably heard several times. I love that T-Na-Na, that sounds really good.
It's amazing, the emails and all the stuff I get about doing that. And I love the older music so much, man. Yeah. I'm just trying to keep incorporating it into what I'm doing, you know.
Well, very good.
And
very
not get
good.
Too far away from the basics, you know.
How old are you, Wayne?
Man, I would like to be 24, but unfortunately, I'm 32.
Well, you're still a young man. So,
yeah, but man, I done been through everything an older man could possibly go through, man. I was recently in the hospital with prostate cancer, all this other stuff.
I heard about that. Yes, indeed.
Man, but like they say, everything happened for a reason, man, and just keep on pushing, man.
Well, how are you? How you doing?
Man, I'm great. I mean, even when I was diagnosed with it, the only reason I knew I had it is because the doctors told me. I never was sick, ever.
Really?
I just went for a physical, and they were like, we know you don't have this, but we're going to do some blood work and check your PSA, and thank God they did.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're glad to hear you're doing good, because that kind of runs in my family. So I think I'm overdue for an
That's
exam.
Scary. And I think maybe the good Lord made that happen.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be an advocate for that. You know,
you
I'm
really
just 32,
should.
Man.
Yes, indeed.
Most people don't get tested until they're like 42 or something.
Right.
Man. You know, that's what doctors recommend.
Yeah, because if it runs in your family, you should start at age 40.
Right.
But you know, young man like you wouldn't think you'd
no,
have it there.
No, man,
but
and
it,
healthy, man. And I mean, even when I went to MD Anderson, my dad came with me, and they were like, okay, Mr. Singleton, this way. And my dad was like, no, not me, him. And they couldn't believe that.
Wow, that's something. Well, we're so glad things turned out well for you and that you're still playing that music.
Oh,
yeah. How'd you get started, Wayne?
Well, man, I have what a lot of people don't know is I have an uncle, man. His name is David Singleton, and ever since I was, I guess, about 5 or 6, he would always, we had a Sears catalog. Hey, get your mama to buy you a drum set. Every year I get a set of drums, and he kept pushing me. He's an accordion player.
Okay.
And I ended up this far, and especially tagging along with people like Robbie Robinson. That dude mentored me. Even Roy Carrier, man. I basically started off on a real bandstand at the Offshore Lounge.
I mean,
I was young, and I begged my mom on Thursday nights, please let me go. Please.
Jam session.
I'm going to make good grades. grades. Please let me go. And Roy was the type, whether you could play or not, get up here.
He gave so many people a chance.
That's how it happened. And, yeah, a lot of people can credit Roy for their careers, man.
Yes, indeed.
Because without the chance, nobody will ever hear y'all, or you'll never get your skills together to be actually do something.
Yeah,
you're
right about that. Well, to me, you have a contemporary sound, but it still is part of the tradition, too. You hadn't stretched out too far, but that's what you want to do. You want to stay true to the roots.
Right, right. My concept is I want to appeal to the younger people, too. And if I can have a few songs on my CD that appeals to the younger people, eventually they're going to let the CD play and they're going to start hearing some of this older stuff I'm doing and be like, you know what?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
And they go, I can slowly bring them into what was done before, you know.
Right.
I have a plan with what I'm doing, in other words, Herman. Yeah. I'm not just putting music out there just to put it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of ways to get younger people into what was done before, because it's awesome music.
Yes indeed. But what's coming up for you? What's happening,
man? I'm working on some new material, man.
Well, this just came out, but
yeah, it just came out.
Still,
but man, I'm staying on top of things. I'm on a hell of a roll with this CD, and I think I finally found my true style, because I bounced around for a lot trying to, you know, when you're trying to find yourself and what you need to do. I finally found the style that's me. The look, the dress, everything plays a big part in what we do. So now while I got it, I'm running with it, and I'm gonna just keep on putting it out there.
Well, that's awesome. Keep on keeping on. What, 10 years you've been doing this now?
Oh man, 10 years with my own band, but man, I've been around playing drums, guitar, and bass with all kind of other bands before, man.
Yeah, yeah. And who's in same old two-step?
Man, my scrubboard player, which is Brandon Delafosse. I have actually my equipment and guitar player right here, Mr. Khalil Thomas. I have another guitar.
So he gets paid twice in with equipment,
man.
And
he started off unloading speakers, and he got with me, and we start teaching him stuff, and now he's a hell of a guitar player. And I have Isaiah Savoy. He's been with me a long time. He's guitar player.
Yeah.
My cousin Eric Singleton, he's a bass player. He was actually a drummer. I had to make me a bass player, so I start teaching him the bass, and he became a hell of a bass player. We got Eric Minix. He's been backing me up on drums for a while, man.
Yeah.
So I got I got a bunch of dependable guys, man.
Yeah, you're surrounded by some good musicians before.
You
and
have to
I see on the back of your CD, you have a picture of our old friend, Shelton Broussard.
Yeah, man, Shelton.
Hard to believe it's been a year since he passed.
Yeah, man.
Last November.
He's actually one of the main reasons. I was young going to meet him. He was showing me how to play the guitar, man. And ever since, we've stayed tight, man. I would always go meet him, go pick him up, or do something.
Yeah,
that was one
man.
Of my favorite people.
Yeah.
And it was just a misfortune that he had to go so soon.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, lost his life in the house fire,
right.
But we'll always remember Shelton Broussard. And,
yes.
And then I know you know about the days of Zydeco Force and all the music they did. So.
And now I'm just concentrating on other avenues. Shelton has a brother, Clinton Broussard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't hear about him, but this dude is awesome, man.
Yeah.
I think in my book, he's a legend.
Yeah.
This dude is awesome. I need to get him to come in one day and do a live performance, man.
Well, if he's a Broussard, they all got it, man, you know, in the blood, for sure.
Clinton is awesome, man.
Yes, indeed. Well, Wayne, how can people keep up with you? You got Facebook?
Well, yeah, Twitter? You can hit me up on Facebook at sameoldtwostep or at facebook.com. I also have a new website, which is www.sameoldtwostep.com, which is sameol2.com.
Okay.
Check out our itinerary and see where we're at, man. We gigging all over the place. And if you like to hear dance music that can make you sweat or even make you slow drag, this is definitely the band to see.
Yes, indeed. He's doing a tremendous job with that new CD, I'm the Creole Truth. And now we're going to make you a health advocate, too. Get that prostate check.
Definitely, man. And if everybody looking for a spot to Zydeco this Thanksgiving Eve, man,
mm-hmm.
I got Rusty Matoya coming all the way from Lake Charles.
Okay.
This is a promising young artist, man.
Rusty.
He
Play
and I
CD.
Is going to be doing this thing at Slim's from 9 until. That's Thanksgiving Eve, and I don't think it's going to get better than that. It's going to be dance music all night.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. So that's Wednesday at Slim's Waikiki, the Rusty Matoir, and Wayne, and same old two-step. Wayne, keep on keeping on.
Thank you so much, Herman, and we appreciate what you and all the other disc jockeys are doing for the music, man.
Thank you so much. And here's that number I like, some good hand-holding music from Lil Wayne, T-Nana.
T-Nana. Na 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 This is Chubby Carey with the Bayou Swamp Band. You're listening to the Zydeco Stump with Herman Fuselier on KRVS 88.7. You got it locked in on the right station. Yeah, toi.
as the Grammy winner, Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. He's got a brand new CD out called Back to My Roots, and that's cut number one. Another pretty face, a different sound for Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. And speaking of Chubby Carrier, the Grammy winner himself is in the house. Chubby, what's going on,
man? Well, man, I tell you what, man, it must be Christmas around here with all these fine musicians walking in here today.
Fine musicians with some fine music. It's been a good day here at KRVS.
Hey, not only is it Thanksgiving, man, it's Christmas in here.
That's right, that's right. And we got the weather, too. We got the Christmas weather.
We got the Christmas weather with it, brother. Beautiful day today.
I know that's right. But Chubby, tell us about this new CD, Back to My Roots. Different sound to you. You work with Chris Hardaway on this one.
Well, you know, the thing about it, Herman, a lot of people listened to my music years and years ago. And what happened with me and my style of music is that I wanted to create my own style.
Yeah.
But what happened with Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band, we left for the road.
Yes.
Yeah. I was determined to take Zydeco music as far as I possibly can.
And since, what, 89 you've been on the road?
My band, 89. Yeah, yeah. I was with Terrence in 86. In 87,
okay,
in 88. But I decided I wanted to take it. I told that to Daddy. I'm going to take that music. I want to take it as far as I possibly can. And he said, what you want to do, son? Mm-hmm. I want to introduce the world to Zydeco music.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got to get in. Yeah. And he said, well, son, there ain't no Zydeco clubs around. There ain't no Zydeco festivals around. Where you going to play?
Right.
I said, a lot of blues clubs. Yeah. A lot of them.
And we got to reverse just a little bit to kind of set the scene, because back then there wasn't too many young people playing Zydeco. You and Terrence and some of the others, y'all were like the pioneers as far as the young people going out and playing the music.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But this was from my feeling, from my granddaddy, Baby Calvin, my cousins, and my daddy. I wanted to take it out there because of them, man.
Yeah,
because you know what? They couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I said, I want the world to know about my family, my tradition, my culture, and where Zydeco music come from in Louisiana.
Yeah,
you know? And to tell you what, when I had to get in those blues festivals, a lot of people were stunned because they said, how could you be playing a blues festival and you're a Zydeco band?
Mm-hmm.
But my versatility, it showed them what type of musician I was.
Right.
Before I was a Zydeco musician, I was a musician.
Yeah.
My daddy was a blues player. Nobody knew Roy played the guitar. Roy was a blues player, man.
Okay.
But the thing about it, we were versatile. Our families would come over to the house. We had fiddle players. We had guitar players.
Mm-hmm.
We had drummers. We had everybody playing a different instrument.
Yeah.
We learned the instrument. So we become what? Musicians first.
Yes, indeed.
And then when you can learn to be a musician, when I learned from Clifton Chenier, my daddy and Bebe, they say, when you take your music, you read your crowd.
Yeah.
Read your crowd.
Yeah.
You play for the people that paid to see you.
Yeah.
If they're asking for a waltz, play them some waltz.
Mm-hmm.
They want the blues, play them the blues.
Yeah.
I could do all of it, Herman.
Right.
So that's what you're hearing off this album here, Back to My Roots.
And just your styles brought you played all 50 states? Or I know you played a bunch of them.
Okay. I played all 50 states. As a matter of fact, me and my wife was laughing about that the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I said, I played all 52 states, baby.
All 52.
If I hadn't played it, I tell you what, I've been through it several times.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on 35 years of music, man.
35 years. And still years a young man.
And I'm 46 years old.
Wow.
And I still got a lot of gas in this tank to go.
The tank is still full. Well, how you like the way the CD turned out, Chubby?
Well, first and foremost, I got to give props to Chris Hardaway.
Yeah.
Chris Hardaway he's my neighbor now, man. He lives like, we in that Ridge Judy's area.
It's you and Chris and Terry, I think it's in
there. Terry the bad boy. Terry's back there.
And Randy Dexter. Falcone, the accordion makers back there.
Randy Falcone. We all live back there, man. Okay.
That's a good area.
Hey, look, I told him, I said, whoever meet up at the store, whoever makes the sauce, you call me. Whoever cooking the sauce, we're going to go to your house and eat supper.
Yeah. But you and Chris did a lot of work on this together.
Yes, and Chris, he built him a house not too far from my house.
Okay.
And he got him a studio behind his house.
Mm.
And he called me one day and he said, Chubb, you know, I'm your neighbor, man. And I said, yeah, I heard about it. Where are you, man? And he told me where he lived. And he said, well, come see my studio. Walked in, saw the studio. I said, wow, man, nice little studio that you got here, man. He says, what you planning on doing? You planning on picking up artists? No. I just, you know, like doing my own music. I like to write. And, of course, Chris plays every instrument
there indeed is,
man.
Right.
Every one of them. You name it, he could play it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he started letting me listen to some tunes. And I said, man, I don't have no idea of what I want to do for my next album. But I do have a thought. Because I've been playing on the road for so long, but now since I'm playing home,
mm-hmm.
I need to write an album for all my home folks.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that because on the road I play concerts, here I play dances, and I need to write an album to collaborate to what can happen with the people around Louisiana.
Gotcha.
And they like to dance; they don't like to sit and watch.
Oh no!
So I wrote this album on that level, because I told Chris, I said, man, if I'm going to play at home, we need to cater to the people at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, the song we just heard, Another Pretty Face, is that you on accordion or Chris? Is that
That's Chris on the accordion. Okay, on the accordion. What happened is that he started
with a single note,
the riff,
though, I guess.
And I saw,
single note accordion that sounded like.
No, it was a triple roll.
Oh, a triple roll. Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. One of them rolling accordions we was trying out for that.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
got it. We were messing around in the studio. Like I said, man, we just was trying everything. And Chris bought him a rolling accordion from CMM Music. Oh, no, the Lafayette Music.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, man, listen to this little riff I came up with. And he started playing it, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I said, man, I like that, man. So he put it on his tape there.
Yeah.
And I said, well, look, man, let me write a little words to that. You know, because, yeah. I mean, what you going to do with that? Oh, nothing. I'm just messing around. And we had no idea what we was going to come up with.
Okay.
But between me and him, it was just the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
And then we brought in Kent August. He played a little guitar on Be Fair to People. And my mm-hmm. guitar player played one track.
Okay.
The rest of it, I'm on drums, Chris on every instrument. And I'm on accordion and I'm singing vocals, Chris singing backup vocals.
Wow, that's tremendous.
So we're collaborating together.
Chubby Carey with Chubby Carey and the Bayou Swamp Band. Back to My Roots, the name of his brand new CD. Chubby, what can we play next? What you?
Zydeco People.
Zydeco People, man, cut number two.
That song that came together, I was messing around in the studio with Chris. And I said, man, we need to become together as one people, man.
Yeah.
Especially in the Creole culture.
Yes, indeed.
And this song is what it's about right here, because I'm just sick and tired of hearing everybody complaining about who did good, who did better than the other one. And I, you know, kicked this one tail. You know, enough of that nonsense,
right,
man.
Right.
We all Creole people. We all Zydeco people. We one people.
There you go.
So this is what this song is kind of about.
All right, from the brand new CD, Back to My Roots, Zydeco People, Chubby Carey and the Bayou Swamp Band on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS 88.7 FM.
Making good music.
That's Zydeco People, one of the selections from the new CD, Chubby Carey and the Bayou Swamp Band, Back to My Roots. And Chubby, we're talking off mic just the input Chris had on this. Well, not only this song, but the whole CD, just the tracks he laid down on bass and guitar. So many. Well, the guitar we heard in there was actually a keyboard.
It was actually a keyboard. That's Chris playing the keyboards, man.
That's amazing.
He played, just like I said, every instrument on this album except where noted.
Yeah,
you'd have
to
read him to see where he's not playing on it. But I tell you what, man, I call him the Quincy Jones of Zydeco.
Quincy Jones of Zydeco. Chris,
that's
Arden.
What I call him. So when you can see him again, what's up, Quincy Jones of Zydeco? He gonna laugh, man. That's Chubby started that with him.
Yes, indeed.
But you know, this CD wasn't supposed to be out this fast because I have one in LA right now, Rockin' with Roy.
Okay,
being reviewed to hopefully be nominated for another Grammy.
Yeah, saw that on the entry list.
Yes,
yeah,
I got that on the entry list right now, and then this one's gonna be for the following year, for 2014.
Okay,
so we're gonna keep them rolling, man. It's like Wayne said, man, we just out there writing and kind of just keeping it going, man, because we don't want it to die.
Yeah.
You know?
And speaking of Grammy, just what's the Grammy done for you? I know you and I have been talking all the time for years. You constantly played on the road, as you mentioned, but seemed like it took the Grammy to have people at home finally pay attention to you.
Look, man, it turned around a lot of tables for Louisiana.
Yeah.
Because people were telling me, they says, where you from? I said, I'm from Churchport, Louisiana, man. I lived in Lauderdale. But he said, we never heard of you until you won this Grammy. Every newspaper.
Yeah.
I mean, every TV station was on, I was on it because I was a Grammy Award winner.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how it made a turnaround for me.
Yeah.
Because people from the Rice Festival, people from the Crawfish Festival calling me and saying, we never had a Grammy Award winner grace our stage.
Go ahead.
You know what? I made history because
cool. <That's
laughs> the
very
reason why
cool.
I say that, because I never played a Crawfish Festival. I never played a Brobridge, Rice Festival.
Yeah, things right in your backyard.
Right in my backyard, Right in my backyard. Not that alone, that was my first time playing it, but the first time ever having a Grammy Award winner playing the Rice Festival, the Frog Festival, the Etouffee Festival.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this, y'all telling that to me? Yeah, we never heard of you, man. I mean, we'd be honored to have you come as a Grammy Award winner to grace our stage.
Yeah,
because the Etouffee Festival right here in Arnoville never had a Grammy Award winner ever present. In our stage.
Okay.
And now, so that opened up a lot of games. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say that they had to take that to do it because I've been doing it for so long, but I'll take it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, you still hitting your old spots like Kansas City and Florida along the Gulf Coast. You're still traveling some.
Yeah,
though.
But not as much.
Not as much.
You know, it's
which
like
what do you prefer? It's to stay at home or go on the road? You hit the road for almost 25 years,
and a million miles in about how many, four or five vans? And
a lot of road.
And two tour buses.
A lot of mileage
on my body, a lot of mileage on my vehicles. But I'm not going to vote it out, you know, because I miss my fans so much in St. Louis, Kansas City, the Midwest, Europe. I just miss them a lot. You know, Herman, I never felt so, you know, I mean, appreciative.
Yeah.
Appreciated. The people appreciate me so much, man. They open their arms to me when I go to Kansas City or wherever I'm touring, and thanking me for coming to their state or their town or their city for bringing in Zydeco music.
We play you live at Knucklehead CD, and you can hear the crowd. It sounds like a rock concert.
Oh, man.
And you made a DVD out of that, too, where you see the people just treat you like you're Michael Jackson or something.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, honestly, I'm not just – if I'm walking the street, I'm a star.
Yeah.
And I don't even see it that way.
Yeah.
I'm just the old normal Chubby Carey, man. Just walking around and goes, hey, that's Chubby Carey. Oh, my God. In my neighborhood, I'm like – easy now. I'm just from a little small town called Churchport, Louisiana. Yeah. Same old little boy that you know him for years.
Yeah.
But to them, coming to those states and those towns, bringing Louisiana music to them is a treat.
Yeah.
And for you to do that, we thank you, Chubby Carrier, for bringing your style of music to our town, our city, our state. They thank me a lot, man. As a matter of fact, our Lieutenant Governor, Jay Darden, is going to honor me.
Great guy.
On January 11th.
Go ahead.
As one of the ambassadors of Louisiana.
Very well deserved.
And I'll tell you what.
Because you were doing it before Duck Dynasty and Swamp People. And all the things people are jumping on now. You've been out there a long time promoting Louisiana.
Absolutely. And the things have been given to me and I've been, you know, asked to attend. It's amazing. You know, for me to sit there and think, everybody have their little bucket list of about what they want to do, where they want to go, what record deal to sign. But man, I was just out there doing me.
Yeah,
I was just doing Chubby.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I took my home state of Churchport, Louisiana, and Lauderdale, and I brought it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people fell in love with it.
Yeah, yeah.
They fell in love with it. And they thank me and they honor me and they do everything they can to get me back to Kansas City and those places.
Brought Lautel and Church Point to the Chicago Blues Festival and all over the place.
Europe, Switzerland, you know, the Jazz Fest with Fats Domino, you know.
Wow.
I can go on and on. North Africa, Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia.
Gee whiz.
Algeria. You know, I did a State Department tour with Paul Simon. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All those places that I've been and I've covered and it's playing my music that I love.
Yes, indeed.
And I love that because, you know what? When I, if you look at my video, when I won the Grammy, I said one thing came out of my mouth. How about it for Louisiana?
Oh, yeah. That's it. You shared it with everybody.
I shared it with everybody, man. And that was a piece of, you know, me that's coming from my daddy, my granddaddy, my cousins.
Yeah.
That was from them.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, Chubby, we thank you so much for visiting with us. But before you go, you got to tell us about Chubby's Zydeco Holiday Concert. This sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, now, you see what? This thing came about. It's going to be the 27th and 28th over at the Holiday Inn.
Of December.
Of December.
Yeah, yeah.
Of December. Because the thing is that my daddy started this thing a long time ago called the Carrier Festival.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And sort of kind of went away, fizzled out in the air, mm-hmm, things mm-hmm, went on. Mm-hmm. But the fans still come into Louisiana.
Yeah.
And he told me, all right, you're not coming to Kansas City, you're not coming to St. Louis. We want to see you do it in your home state.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us a reason to come to Louisiana.
Right, right.
And this is what I'm doing. And it's the first time I partnered up with Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And some people that's coming from out of state are going to stay at the Holiday Inn. We stay where we play. It's going to be like Zydeco Woodstock.
Okay. All right.
We're going to have like a Zydeco Woodstock over there, man. Because last year, them people had the whole entire second floor to themselves, dancing in the hallways. You hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't have a band to perform for.
Okay.
And they asked me, they said, why don't you play for us this year, Chubby? So this is what this is all about.
That's awesome.
And we want our locals to come up. Come by because you know what? It's something that all the tourists that come from all over the world is bringing all out the businesses in Louisiana,
right.
In Lafayette area. Come by and enjoy it too because you know what? They come out to support the Zydeco music, and I want them to come say thank you to those people that support Zydeco music from around the globe.
Yes, because this kind of reminds me of the Grammy party you had at the Delta Grand in Opelousas right after you won the Grammy. There's people from all over the country, all over the world. Your fans turned out to salute you winning that Grammy.
I was amazed, man. I was like, wow, y'all came. Oh, no, we came from San Antonio. We came from Kansas City. We couldn't miss your Grammy party.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We couldn't be in L.A., so we came to your home state, and we enjoyed it. It was like going to the Grammy. We had the red carpet.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. It was really nice. So, yeah, that's Chubby's Zydeco Holiday Party. That's December 27th to 28th. That's a Friday and Saturday. Holiday Inn Lafayette Convention Center. That's on Northeast Evangeline Thruway. Chubby, there's information on your website.
And listen, I was going to say, I did information on my website because people were saying some of them are going to stay at a hotel. You don't have to if you're local. You just can and come over and pay the cover charge, which is $10 per night.
Okay.
So you can just come over there and they're going to we're just going to have a great time. And, you know, it's the holiday season, man.
Yeah.
And everything that people was asking me about me playing around Louisiana, I'm going to do a little thing at Katy and the Village as well on the 6th for that, you know, the Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah. Noel Acadien.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Village, but all the information is on my website, chubbycarrier.com. Like us on Facebook, and you can follow us because I'm always posting it on Facebook all the time, all my upcoming dates.
And who's in the Bayou Swamp Band these days? Some guy's been with you for a while now. Huh?
Yeah, Randy. Randy Ellis been with me for 18 years, man, on guitar.
Okay.
I got Randy Ellis. I got a new guy that's playing bass with me. His name is Jordy Guidry. He's from Cecilia. Living in Parks.
All right.
My son on the drums, AJ Bellow.
Okay.
And I got Neil Williams is playing washboard with me right now.
Okay.
Earl had surgery on his back. Earl Sally.
Okay.
He had surgery on his back, man. He was fighting with that for many, many years.
I remember that now that you mentioned that.
Take care of his business.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully he'll be back.
So how's he doing?
He's doing good, man. Okay. He's doing all right. He's doing all right. Good. So, but we got a good little group of guys going on. We're having fun.
Yeah.
We're making good music. Having a whole lot of fun.
Keep on keeping on. The Grammy winner, Chubby Carrier, leader of Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. Back to My Roots, the name of his latest CD. That's on your own label, right?
It's my own label, Swampadelic Records.
Still going with Swampadelic. So let's do another one, Chubby. Which one you want to play for the people?
I think we're going to do, I was thinking the new one. I wrote four new songs, man. Let me see which one
okay,
I was thinking.
Yeah, just
I was thinking, I got a cross between Hard-Headed Man. Let's do Hard-Headed Man. You know why?
Which cut is that? What number?
That's number 3.
Number 3. All right. Hard-Headed Man.
That's old traditional already.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Chubby. Here he is from the brand new CD. Back to My Roots, Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band, KRVS.
He's a hard-headed man with a kind-hearted woman. and he can be so mean. She loves him more when it's over and clean. I ever let you in my life.
the only one who understood.
And every time
when the morning comes and I'll be gone, I got to hit the road again. When the morning comes and I'll be gone, I'm gonna get you off my mind.
Hi, this is Yvette Landry. You're jamming on a Saturday afternoon on the Zydeco Stomp with Herman Fusilier on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Oh, oh, just like that. Oh, just like that, yeah. I'll get you rocking. Just like that. Oh, you walk that walk. You can talk that talk, yeah. That's the way I like it. Oh, just like that. Oh, it's all right.
It's all right.
Is that all right?
It's all right.
Is that all right?
It's all right.
We're gonna treat you right, yeah.
It's all right.
Thank you very much.